The Bible reading today is from John chapter 6, verses 16 to 29. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent."
Well, thanks, Kerry, for that reading today. And please do just keep that open, however you're reading it, whether in an old-fashioned Bible or on your phone or however it is. Please keep that John chapter 6 reading there. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you had enough of bad news? I wonder if you found this to be true. The more news that you watch or listen to or read online, the more anxious or frustrated or enraged that you feel. Is that happening to you? I've got the antidote for it. Stop watching it. Stop listening to it. Or at least stop watching too much of it. Do you ever wonder if this is the real life or if this is just fantasy? Of course, it's good to be informed, but perhaps we need to change some habits and routines and find something different to fill our minds with these days. Paul writes to the Philippians, and in Philippians 4, verse 8, he says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Fill your minds with those things. I couldn't give any better advice than that, of course. Of course, we can't ignore what's happening around us and we can't pretend it isn't there. But this morning I want to ask you, I wonder if there's something we can learn and make one response to it all. In John chapter 6 and verse 16, the reading we heard, the followers of Jesus find themselves in a storm. The text says it was dark, Jesus had not yet joined them, a strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. What do you think filled their minds that night? But then something happened. Verse 19. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water. And that frightened them even more until he spoke to them. And this is what he said, "It is I, don't be afraid." And they took him into the boat with them. And immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. What a difference it makes when we make the one response to the one person who can do that in our lives. Whenever there's a storm, instead of anxiety and fear and doubt and rage that might fill our minds when we encounter the news these days, they responded to Jesus and discovered that they could trust him in the storm. He is Lord, you can trust him, and he is with you. We're in week 5 of our series we've called One, looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. And in verse 5 of Ephesians 4, Paul says that there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And I want to suggest this morning that these three statements are enough for us to change the bad news into good news. For us to make the one response we need to make that happen. And for us to be able to be witnesses to the response we've made, so that everyone around us sees something different from us, even in the midst of crisis. In John chapter 6, in the reading, we see that the crowds are following Jesus because he fed them earlier on, at the beginning of that chapter. And Jesus tells them that they should work for food that lasts, that gives eternal life, which he has to give them. But the crowd can't seem to get past the fact that they should be doing something to earn it. What are the works that God requires? Prayer? Attending church? Giving? Reading the Bible? Serving others? I mean, all good works in themselves. But you never know when you've done enough. And Jesus says to them, and to you and to me today, the work of God is to believe in the one he sent. To believe in Jesus. That's it. To make one response. That's the work that God calls us to. It feels like we're in a storm at the moment, doesn't it? And we're rowing really hard, but the storm is still around us. And a storm will make us feel that we need to do something, to row even harder, to scream even louder. We get consumed and distracted by what is going on around us, and fear, anxiety, and doubt crash in. But Jesus says, if you want something to do, believe in me. That's the response. So how can we do that? How can we change our mindset during this time? How can this become good news for us? How do we make this one response? Well, firstly, I think we relax because there is one Lord. Now, if I tell you to relax this morning, some of you are going to be upset with it because you just get upset when someone tells you to chill out or calm down or chillax or take a chill pill, whatever they say to you. But that's exactly what Jesus is saying to us. Relax, believe, I am Lord, one Lord, Lord of the storm, Lord in the storm, Lord of the virus, Lord in the middle of the virus. I am Lord because there is one Lord. When the disciples were frightened in the middle of the lake that night, Jesus says to them, it is I, do not be afraid. Literally, he's saying, I am. That's the Exodus 3:14 moment, the burning bush moment, when God reveals himself to Moses as I am. Relax. There may be this storm going on, but I am. Don't be afraid. Relax. People have many different ways to relax, of course. Now, some people have a massage or a spa. Some people like going for a walk or reading a book. Some people even go on the golf course to relax. Although I have to say, in my experience, relax isn't quite what happens to me when I play golf. But Jesus says, believe. Now, John uses the word translated believe 98 times in his account of the life of Jesus. It carries this idea of trust me. Believe in me. And one commentator translates the Greek word as relax. Relax in Jesus. Put the full weight on him. Cast all your anxiety onto him because Jesus is Lord. He rules and reigns. He's in charge, in control. And so with him in the storm, we may not be able to escape it, but we don't need to be afraid of it. He'll get us to shore quickly. I wonder if you need to relax, to trust Jesus completely, to believe in him and his promises for you today. Will you declare one Lord? Jesus is Lord. And because I declare it, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to bow the knee to the Lord and Saviour and give him control and trust him. I think secondly, we need to restore. Paul says in Ephesians 4 verse 5, there's one Lord and there is one faith. With everything that's happening, it's easy, isn't it, to lose focus, to take our eyes off what we believe even, to manage on our own and forget the promises of Jesus. For us to take control rather than giving him that control. You know, in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus speaks about the challenges that they're going to come into the world, the difficulties that we will face. He says that these are just the beginning of something more. But out of it all, even in the challenges, something new is starting. Something new is building. The kingdom is coming. Something we can trust. If you've been with us on this series, you'll see in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, Paul makes 7-1 statements. They're almost like an aid memoir for a believer, aren't they? To sit there and recite these to yourself when things are getting tough, when you need to restore that one faith. He talks about one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, which we'll look at next week. And there is this theological oneness that we hold with one another and enables us, as Paul said earlier in Ephesians 4, to maintain the unity of the Spirit. It's a foundation of our unity, each item unique, and yet we're bound together by this shared faith. It's like a restore point for when things get crazy, when we feel in danger, when we feel out of control, when the storm is coming, when we're uncertain about decisions we're making, we can pause and remind ourselves of what is true. A computer has a restore point. You may have used one. It's a place you can go back to before you did something that caused the computer to go wrong. A date or a time to restore what was there before, that goes back to what it was set at before you messed around with it. In the Old Testament, the people of God would build an altar whenever they had a significant encounter with God. It acted as a restore point, a reminder, and they could go back to that place and know that God was there and he acted. And if he acted then, he'll still be acting now. It was like this one faith restore point to take you back to the place, that moment, that experience when you encountered the living God and he transformed your life and he made a difference, to restore this one faith. When I've drifted away, before I listen to the news again, this is what I believe is true. Jesus said he loves me. It was true then and it's still true today. This isn't self-help. This is God help. It's too easy to drift towards self during this time, to become self-reliant, to become people pleasers even. Do you like me? To become someone who's always fishing for compliments. Did I do well? Or someone who just wants to be better than someone else. And we let this insecurity talk us out of God's calling for our lives. Will you confess one faith? Do you need to restore that one faith to the heart of your life for such a time as this? Romans 10 verse 9, Paul writes, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you confess your faith and are saved. Come on, let's get into Jesus into the boat. Let's restore the calm of this one faith, this faith in Jesus. And thirdly, I think in order to make this one response, yes, we relax, yes, we restore, but we also rest. We rest because there is Paul says one baptism. Now, Paul isn't commenting here on how baptism happens, when it happens, where it happens, the essential nature of it, or anything like that. Here he's talking about being baptized into Jesus Christ, into his body by his Spirit, to be immersed into Jesus. In Galatians 3, verse 26, Paul writes, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." And if we are in Christ and Christ is in us, it means that he is always with us. His promises are certain that he will never leave us. And because of that, we can find rest. It's like putting a piece of paper into a book. You know, wherever the book goes, the paper goes. When we are baptized into Christ, wherever he goes, we go. We are in him and he is in us. So rest in that promise. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. "The Lord replied to Moses, 'My presence will go with you and I will give you rest.' Then Moses said to him, 'If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here.'" Look, Jesus, we're not going anywhere without you. We're in you. You're in us. We're doing this together. One baptism. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Come to me. Be with him. Be where he is. Stay away from him. And things will go wrong. But rest in him. You know, the Greek word that's translated rest in the passage, it means to cause or permit one to cease from any movement or labour in order to recover and collect your strength. You know, when you know that Jesus is with you every step, in every situation that you can't control, then I can be still, I can be quiet, and I can find true rest because of Jesus. When Jesus got into that boat with his followers, immediately the boat reached the shore. As soon as Jesus got in, rest happened. The waves may still have been rough on the lake. The wind was still strong over the lake, but the disciples found stillness in the presence of Jesus. Rest, quiet, peace. The work of God isn't to be anxious and afraid and fearful, to be consumed by bad news. It is to believe in Jesus. That's the one response that he's looking for from each of us. To declare one Lord, relax. To declare one faith, restore. To declare one baptism, rest. And you are invited to make that one response. Will you believe? Today, bow your knee. Jesus is one Lord. Jesus is in charge of my life. He's the master. And remember, you cannot serve two masters. Give him first place in everything. He's Lord. And today, confess with your mouth. One faith. I believe you died for me, Jesus. I believe you rose again. I am forgiven and set free. I can live with the confidence of that faith in you because of what you've done for me. Confess with your mouth. And repent and be baptized into Jesus. One baptism. So that every step and every thought and every decision is with him. Because you're immersed in him. You're in me through the Spirit. You are for me, Jesus, and you are with me, and I am with you. So fill me again. I relax in your presence. I trust you. Restore me. Let me find rest in you alone. I urge you, make this one response today and know his presence and his power in the storm. He longs to be with you. He is for you. And nothing will ever separate you from his love. Trust it today. Declare it today. And align your life to the life he's calling you to. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you that you walk towards us right now. Thank you that in the storm, you're there. And today, we're going to invite you to come into the boat, into our lives. I pray that you will help those who are anxious today, those who are fearful, those who are enraged, those who are doubting, those who are unsure where to put their trust. I pray for each person today that they will put their trust in you and invite you into their lives to bring peace and calm and stillness. Help us to find those places where we can rest in you, where we can restore our faith in you, where we can be refreshed and renewed in your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with your presence and with your power. Do a new thing in us, I pray, this week, and use us to be a witness to others that even in the storm, we can know your presence at work in us and through us so that others might see you, Jesus, and invite you into their lives as well. Thank you, Jesus. We declare today, we declare one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Keep us strong in your presence, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you'd like to take some next steps, you'd like to share anything with us, then please do get in touch. Maybe you've invited Jesus into your life for the first time today. He is with you and he's for you. Let us know and we'd love to help you take some next steps. So do contact us, inquiry@newcastlebaptist.org.uk, and we'll get in touch with you and continue this journey. God bless you this week, and let's embrace the good news of Jesus and follow him.